Soulja Boy and Brett Favre are in some heat. Tyra claps back at Winnie Harlow. We got another woke segment and today's viral video. This is Black Twitter.
Win.
Hey. Hey. Win.
I know that part.
And it's like, it still gets me hype. It's Monday. You need it. You need that extra hype on a Monday, right?
Yeah. I'm ready to go. And I got my
ready
four,
to go?
Forearm tattoos. That's the other line. That's the other line I know.
You got it. You got it. Guys, this is Black Twitter. I'm your host today, Raylan T. Alina and Ashley are out. We will miss them, but we're going to hold it down for them,
We're going to hold it down. Should I introduce myself,
please,
everybody?
Please, my lovely co-host right here.
Man, I got a lovely two. Your boy Al G, glad to be here. Shout out to Alina, shout out to Ashley, and all the lovely, talented girls that are here in spirit and here right now, like the lovely and talented Raylan. Bam! Oh. Bam.
Okay, so now we've been talking about all this winning, but there are two celebrities right now at the moment who are not winning per se. Let's just say per se. So recently, Soulja Boy and Brett Favre have been victim of being tricked into supporting this white supremacist group.
Uh-huh.
Well, they're known as GDL, and they're very anti-Semitic. They're trying to, basically this is what happened. There's this app called Cameo. And Cameo is an app where you can pay your favorite celebrities. They're kind of ranging from like C to E-list celebrities. Uh-huh. You can pay them to do a sponsored video for you. Uh-huh. So like say you wanted Soulja Boy to wish you a happy birthday, uh-huh, or you wanted Brett Favre to say like, what's up, Al G? Love.
I gotta say this, so this is crazy that Brett Favre is doing this kind of thing. If it's like
Brett
500
Favre.
A pop.
Like Brett Favre and Soulja Boy, like they, okay.
Yeah, that's crazy.
You know? So, so yeah, that's the app. You can pay to have these celebrities give you, you know, personalized messages. So with that being said, this group GDL has gotten Soulja Boy and Brett Favre to basically shout out these anti-Semitic messages. They're coded, so they're saying them, and they don't really know, you know, that that was being said. So Soulja Boy came out in a statement once he figured out what he actually did, saying, in quote, "I was tricked. I apologize to anyone I offended. I thought it was just a shout out for a fan. I didn't know it had a negative meaning behind it." Mm. And then the CEO and the spokespeople of Cameo also came out and denounced the GDL's request as blatant misuse of their platform and a gross misrepresentation of the talent's political beliefs.
Nice. At least they jumped on it fast. The,
you know?
The mea culpa.
Because I was scared. I was like, whoa, what kind of app is this?
They're all up in here, man. We don't even know, man. We don't
it's
even know.
Crazy.
Not to skip ahead, just tease my segment, though. We'll see where some anti-Semitism and neo-Nazism is snuck further into our neighborhoods here in Los Angeles, even you know, inner South Central Los Angeles.
Yes.
We'll get to that.
We are going to get to that. Mm. So it's crazy how far, you know, these white supremacist groups have taken it to corrupt social media and technology in order to get their views seen by mainstream media.
Yeah, they're trying to modernize like everybody else. You want to hear something crazy, too?
Hmm.
They're actually, trip this out, they're actually letting in certain non-white mixes.
Yes.
Like you'll see like, a, you know, slight mixes of Latino or whatever. You know, they just want to broaden their base. As long as you get up there and you denounce, you know, then, then you're fine with them, I guess.
And it's crazy, you know, and also to note that Brett Favre did also apologize because he didn't know that he was, you know, saying these things. But do you think it was their responsibility to be more educated on
vetting them?
Exactly.
Yeah. I definitely think Cameo, the app, should have vetted them a little bit more. Or you learn out the hard way like this. You take this big publicity hit and then, you know, and then you learn, you know. But it's too bad they didn't provide enough scrutiny.
Yeah. What do you think about the app in general, Cameo? Do you think that that's...
Is that the
future? Yeah. I didn't know that you can do that.
Okay.
If that was the case, I would definitely have... You know, I had this singer back in... He was a hot singer back in the day, Sammy. And I DM'd him to tell him to please just wish my best friend Kiara a happy birthday. And that's all I did. I didn't know now you can pay for people to wish you happy birthday
that's
and say personalized messages.
It's a dope idea. Let me ask you a question, though. When you DM Sammy... Sing to your girl. Did you really like him too?
Was low key, I love Sammy. I'm not gonna lie. Sammy.
Yeah, this is my best friend. Nah, that's, that sounds like a money
maker. Look, I was like, girl, we both love him. So if he tells you happy birthday, he's like, he telling me happy birthday.
And he hit me back.
Yeah, exactly, right? Okay, so, you know, it's crazy though, with this being said, we do have like support of what was happening. So much winning. The GDL got the Washington Post to repost on the U.S. as liberty to use the word goyim, which is disgusting. Nice work. Like, what? This is the world we're living in right now.
It's crazy. It's crazy. People, you think, and I don't want to get too political, but we live in a political world, and this is not even staking out a claim on the left or the right. Mm-hmm. But due to the nature and the climate the presidency has contributed to, you will see all breaths of the political arena, including those extremists, come out and feel empowered to come out. So that is the world we're living in.
It's crazy.
Yeah.
Well, Soulja Boy, Brett Favre, hope you learned a lesson. It's not just us be doing shout outs, okay?
Yeah.
But, you know, let's turn this to our next segment now.
Okay.
Clap back.
Okay, let's clap it back. Who's clapping back?
So, like, how do you feel about, you know, the people who are basically the veterans in the industry when, like, a new talent comes along?
I think it's got to make anybody a little bit slightly insecure because you kind of hear footsteps coming, you know, behind you, somebody that could potentially replace you.
But do you feel like the person who is, you know, following in that path should pay homage? Respectful?
I think they should always be respectful because that's how you know, those are the people you want to collaborate with. So I always say give love to the people who came before you, the old school, unless you have some type of weird personal reason not to. But even then, you got to respect their body of work and be respectful. That's where I come from.
Well, in this clapback segment, ladies and gentlemen, it's Tyra Banks versus model Winnie Harlow. And I don't know if you guys
know Winnie Harlow.
Okay, so Winnie Harlow was actually discovered by Tyra Banks, and which you'll see from Instagram. Uh-huh. And because of Instagram, Tyra Banks put her on America's Next Top Model.
Okay.
So ever since then, I feel personally that Winnie's career has even took that next leap because of Tyra Banks. But let's see what Tyra Banks had to say, because recently Winnie Harlow was on Watch What Happens Live and said that America's Next Top Model is basically a joke and has nothing to do to help women who get on this show and are in the hopes of becoming a model.
So she basically ished where she came from.
That's what I'm taking as, but I don't know. Let's see this clapback, guys.
Andy, I love you so much. I almost pee my pants when I met you and Anderson in Las Vegas. But my question is for Tyra. I am smizing as I'm asking you. What do you think about model Winnie Harlow claiming that America's Next Top Model does nothing for any model's career and is nothing but a reality television show?
Oh, yeah. She said that on this show.
Did she say that?
Yes.
I discovered her on Instagram.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, come on. I discovered her on Instagram, so... And she's on the show. So what do you think that means?
There you go. Yeah. It must mean something.
I have nothing but love for my girls. And my girls come from so many walks of life and so much pain and so much hardship and so much story. And a lot of times when people express themselves in certain ways, there's a reason.
Yes.
And I will respect her confidentiality and her life. But I have to give love to her.
You're so actualized, Tyra.
I love it. Babies,
yes.
Even the ones that act out.
Yes. That's how I feel about the housewives.
Yes, they're your babies.
Yes.
So,
I like that. I like that.
I think it was a classy clapback, right?
She definitely took the high road, you know, because she could have took it there if she wanted to. But
she really could have.
One of the things, if you guys pay attention to, you know, little subtleties, little nuances that I mentioned, I was saying, and let's pay homage to the people who came before you, even unless for some odd reason you have some weird beef or something to hold against him, even then be respectful. But Tyra, I think she surmised that. She's like, I don't know what it is. Maybe she's harboring some type of resentment. But that's not the way you handle it. You go behind the scenes and handle it. But, you know, that's the day and age we live in. Everybody's got to, like, clap back for social media clout.
Yeah. I love the fact that she said, well, I've discovered her on Instagram and she was on this show, which was like,
that was
you
classic.
Were on Watch What Happens Live because of me. I don't know. I love it.
And
I love Tyra.
She didn't have to break it further down.
I know.
And then I had you on this and that. Just, it was pretty clear.
Definitely. Tyra, salute.
Class.
I actually think I'm going to dress up as Tyra Banks maybe, oh, really? Like, next year for Halloween.
Oh, that'd be a good one.
Like, life size, oh, you okay. know?
Life size. Dang, see, I'm thinking about, what am I going to be then?
You know.
Who do you see Tyra Banks with? I don't know.
Hey, we got to figure it out.
Let us know
in the comments. But yeah, I'm thinking about it. Life Size actually just premiered last night on Freeform. Life Size 2.
Okay.
We don't have Lindsay Lohan this time around, but check it out. Let me know what you guys think. Okay? All right. So, Al.
Yes, right.
It's time.
Is it that time?
It's time.
Is it time to get woke?
It's time to get woke.
All right, man. Let me get woke. I'm a woke camera over here.
All right. Woke camera. Let us know what's going on in the woke-mosphere.
In the woke-mosphere. And I always got to go somewhat and dovetail or clean up something that happened last time. I didn't get a chance to tell you about one of the woke books. Remember the woke book challenge I was saying?
Yes.
Instead of putting stacks of cash on here and talking to money, why don't you talk to a book, get some knowledge. So,
yes.
The book, this right here, is Black Labor, White Wealth, written by Dr. Claude Anderson, and he actually takes it back to slavery and show, you know, how black people, you know, were just actually the symbol of, were the commerce, and he goes down and establishes the price of each slave, each acre, the cotton field, per pound. It's a real trip, so take it back, and you guys were asking me, you know, did I read it? I was like, I'm only partially through this.
I'm partially through the bookmark and everything.
And then here's another one. This is Black Panther Intercommunal News Service book, and basically, I got this when I used to live in the Bay. I went to Cal, I live in the Bay.
You went to Cal Berkeley?
Yes!
Okay.
Yeah, shout out to the Bears.
Okay.
What happened was that I had been collecting their weekly newsletters. They had like kind of like these published newspapers that would come out, you know, weekly or biweekly, and this is a compilation of them.
Wow.
Yeah, so one of the things I want to highlight, this is going to it's going to overlap into relevance later when I get to the meat of the segment.
Yes.
But it just basically, it's a photo document as well as advertising a lot of the things that slip through the radar, like, you know, like the free breakfast and then the chicken and every lunch, those kind of things that Black Panthers did.
I know, which I had also was talking about, too, because I think when I was in high school, I think I had told my mom that one of the textbooks that I had, I think, said that the Black Panthers were a terrorist group.
Yeah.
Man. Isn't that crazy?
It's crazy that you still hear that to this day. And let's talk about language, Raylan.
Mm-hmm.
This day and age, you hear, and you're largely from the right, but I agree with it. Okay, the Second Amendment, people have the right to defend themselves.
Yes.
They have the right to carry arms. But when you hear black people defending themselves, you hear different things. Oh, the black person, you know, he should have walked away. You know, if when they're confronted by violence or even the police, they should have stood down. But when you hear white people, like, you hear things like establish your Second Amendment rules, stand your ground, those type of words. So terminology means things. It's very important. And for those who don't know, let me turn my camera. For those who don't know, the Black Panthers weren't a terrorist group that was invented to, you know, attack the police. They were a community organization that came together to protect the people from the police.
Exactly.
From the police. And they'd only intervene when they see the police, you know, being too violent with their own community. And then, you know, as we'll see in the little segment I got coming up, this big shootout with the Black Panthers got in the L.A. division, you know, they got off, you know, for legal reasons because the police didn't follow the rule of law. And we'll get to that.
Yeah. Okay. So.
All right.
There's another thing going on.
Yeah.
So we're talking about tying into the anti-Semitism that we were talking about earlier in the first segment.
Mm-hmm. Here we go.
Yes. Break it down.
I'm going to break it down. I got so much time. This feels good.
I know.
I'm going to break it down. And we're going to throw the link in a minute. But side note, I grew up in the Baldwin Hills Crenshaw area behind the Crenshaw Mall.
Crenshaw District.
Yeah. And they added the Baldwin Hills later, so we got to upgrade. But the wall is something, you know, that I'm used to seeing. It's basically on Crenshaw and 50th. Mm-hmm. Once you pass the McDonald's around 43rd and keep going before you get to Slauson, I think.
My grandma's still 41st and Gramercy Place.
You're my people.
Okay.
So the thing is, but now I see it every time I go home and visit my parents. My parents are still over there.
Yeah.
And you see one of the portions of the wall is an image of the Black Panthers. And now we're going to throw to the image.
Yes.
Do you know in this week we had some Nazis or neo-Nazis per what's going on up in the clip put swastikas over each face of the Black Panthers? Now, how crazy is that? I want you guys to gather that in and also take note of where we're talking about, Crenshaw and 50th. So, first of all, it had to be in the dead of night. You know?
Dead, for real.
Dead of night. You know? And they were definitely had to get in and get out, because anybody who saw them want to deface in that, it would have been over. It would have been on. But luckily, this brother, I want to say, he's an artist known as Inky. Mm-hmm. Like within days, he got on it. And to me, it just looks just like the original. And one of the things that I like about what Inky said, well, I'll just read what he says. On November 29th, our legacy mural was vandalized by an unknown person or persons. Only a few hours after the incident, the Black Panther section of the mural was quickly restored back to its original greatness. Thank you, Ink One, Sano, Gramps, and Larry, for the restoration of the mural. And basically they're saying, okay, we're all about preaching love and positivity. It's not about that hate, and it's not about the white supremacy hate, no matter how much they try to divide us.
Damn. Keep striving.
There we go, people. There we go.
Yeah, that's...
What are your thoughts on that, Raylan?
I can't believe that.
The
especially
boldness.
That area.
They must have kept the truck running, kept the keys running. I'm serious, because they're not pulling over and getting away with that. They're not pulling. If you see anybody with a spray can going down Crenshaw, you'll see it, because it's a big, long stretch.
Yeah, I just think it just goes back to what we were saying, the social climate, you know, politically, where we're at right now. Mm. We have someone who is giving people this confidence.
Political cover. It's almost when he went back and said, well, there's good people on both sides. that's what
we're
doing.
Do you mean?
That's what we're doing.
Exactly. And these both-sided people, I guess, or these, you know, the people on this, the extreme side, uh-huh. are being able to express themselves in ways that they don't even need to be.
So this is popping on the Facebook streets.
Yes.
A little bit on Twitter. It was getting viral. And shout out to my boy G-Bone, because he's the first one who hit me to the Crenshaw Restoration Project. And shout out to his film, 41st and Central, about the Black Panthers LA group that this is kind of commemorating.
Yes.
41st and Central.
Wow.
Yeah, there it is. Bam.
But that just goes to show, like, the resilience, though.
Uh-huh.
Yeah. You know?
The thing is, I mean, we bounce back. And the thing is, I think there's a term that we're learning called appropriate action. Not only did we, did this brother go back and immediately restore the wall,
mm-hmm.
While he's preaching peace, it also reminds us to be diligent and not to let your guard down in this day and age. You can't.
No. That's crazy. Mm-hmm. Well, on to something a little more happy.
Let's do it.
A little more happy. Well... Ariana Grande.
Okay.
She left social media abuzz this week, or this past week, when she dropped Thank You Next on Friday, which is her single. Everybody's been anticipating it. If you guys don't know about this song, it basically is a beautiful story on how she dated all these guys that you guys, you know, seen in the media, and how she's growing from it. Okay, look at you. Look at you.
I didn't say anything. It's wonderful. She's growing from it.
It was just like the look, like,
ladies and gentlemen,
she dated all these guys. she a better woman. Okay. Yes. So she's painting this picture of how, you know, she's dated these men. You know, she talks about Big Sean. She talks about this guy named Ricky, who I think her Dangerous Woman album was about. She talks about Big Sean.
She talks about Big Sean? Did she say his name or just kind of subs him?
She talks about Big Sean. And it's crazy. In the video, you know, we'll get into it. But in the video, she says some things about Big Sean. Like,
why they call him Big Sean? Where'd that
okay,
come
from? For real, though. So it talks about him, Pete Davidson, who she was, you know, about to get married to,
right.
And also Mac Miller.
Mm, yeah.
So that's her first verse. Second verse, she's talking about, like, trying to, instead of focusing on her love life, focus more so on herself, do a lot of self-care.
Good for her.
And then also, like, you know, predicting, foreshadowing, like, her future.
Okay.
So, here we go.
Let's take a look.
Here we go. Let's take a look. Shout
out to the
And
Black
also, side note, too, side note, is that this video is also so iconic because she incorporates all the favorite cult movies. You have Mean Girls, you have 13 Going on 30, you have
Clueless.
Bring It On, Legally Blonde.
Okay.
So, so epic.
I don't watch Ariana Grande, but this is educational.
You know, well, she just recently broke a record for this video, actually.
Which record?
It was the most streams for a music video that was released in like 24 hours.
Uh-huh.
So she had the most.
Oh, shout out to Kris Jenner's cameo.
And Kris Jenner has a cameo. Like, this video has all the amazing aspects that you need to make a music video, like Kris Jenner, okay, all these movies.
Yeah.
Do you watch? Do you watch any of these movies too?
Those are classic, my era.
Like cult movies, especially like for women.
Yeah, definitely more of
these
women.
What they call the chick flicks.
The chick flicks. I've seen all of them, but you know, a chick flick is good. You know, takes you back. You know, memories. I'm all about it. She's looking real bronzy on that bed.
Ariana Grande is so amazing, and I could be biased.
Hey, she's got a great voice, and she's very talented. She deserves all her accolades.
And Christmas is right around the corner, so if you guys want to get me Moonlight,
Ariana
Grande.
There you go.
I really love her perfume.
Oh, really?
And it actually is a conversation starter.
How so?
Like, men will come up to me.
Oh, really? Hey, if it's working for you like that.
Like, I've sprayed that perfume and men will spark a conversation. I notice a difference.
Well, our girl Raylan, we know she's batting them off with a stick,
Okay.
I'm anxious to smell that scent.
Okay, I'll bring it in. Okay, next show, I'll bring it in.
Let's do it, guys, this is
the potion.
Okay.
That's why some nights I don't wear it. I don't really want... But it is a conversation starter.
Okay, that's good. That's
so yeah,
good.
Moonlight. I'll bring it in next week.
There we go.
I'll let you test that because you're a man.
Oh, you know, pheromones, baby. You know, it's a biological thing.
Guys, this has been Black Twitter. Me and Al have held it down for you.
Yes.
As long as we could.
We've held it down. We missed the team, but I think we're holding up pretty strong.
I think we hold it down pretty strong.
Yeah. Everybody get their term to represent. You know, we'll get a chance to flex a little bit. I like having you as a host sometimes. You know, this is great. This is good stuff. And we're glad you guys are rocking with us. And please, always forget, comment and share.
Yes.
Comment below, comment and share.
I know, because you guys could be telling us a topic that we're missing.
There you go.
Or so a news story that we're missing.
There you go.
Let us know in the comments so that we could talk about it.
Keep us on point.
And then mention you for letting us know about
it. Yeah, we'll give you a shout out, no doubt.
Okay.
Let's do it.
Guys, this has been an episode of Black Twitter. My name is Raylan T, and you can find me on Instagram and Twitter at Raylan Taren. Al, where can they find you?
Everybody, this is my IG, Alg_JamaicaHouseFilm. Alg_JamaicaHouseFilm. We're trying to migrate everything over there, so look forward to talking to you.
And guys, make sure to follow all things Black Hollywood Live at BHL Online. Listen to the podcast. We're on iTunes, so if you can't watch us, you know you can listen to us. And we will see you guys next Monday. Bye.
Back.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in.
The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.